A life in rock and roll is not easy. Just ask Indianapolis's Craig Bell. He's gone from a member of one of the country's most influential yet unsung 1970s proto-punk bands to giving up on music and now playing with a new band. WFYI's Eric Weddle introduces our December Small Studio Sessions performer, Craig Bell.
It's 1975 in Cleveland, Ohio, and bassist Craig Bell is in a band called Rocket from the Tombs. They're influenced by the Stooges and the Velvet Underground. The band's take on rock and roll is raw and weird. And even though they stay together for just 8 months, its members write songs that eventually become anthems in American punk music. One day, Bell and singer David Thomas start hammering out one of the era's most iconic songs.
David and I were sitting in the rehearsal space before anybody showed up one day, and he goes, "I've got this new song." And he's sitting, he's got a table next to me, he starts just banging his hand on the table in time and starts going, you know, "The girls won't touch because I got a misdirection.
Girls won't touch because I got a misdirection."
So I just started thumping the bass along with him, and then we got to the end of the line. He looks at me, he goes, "All right, now do something there." So I just made this noise, and he goes, "Oh, that's good." So then we messed around with that a little bit. Then the rest of the band showed up. We showed it to the band. Peter says, "Oh, let's stick this end, this thing on the end of it." And we stuck that B to E ending to it. There was the song.
The song, Final Solution, a riff off the Sherlock Holmes story, The Final Problem, would become popular through Thomas's next band, Pere Ubu. But it would take 15 years before this and other rough recordings of Rocket from the Tombs are finally heard on a bootleg album.
If that record hadn't come out, we probably just would have been another band, just like tons of other bands that really made great recordings, but no one heard them outside of their circle of friends.
Bell kept making music. A compilation of his songs written in the 70s and 80s was released a couple years ago. One of the songs, "America Now," written during the Reagan era, feels like a timeless pop song.
I'm very proud of that song. I think it's very topical, and I think it really drives home a point I feel is that America isn't, you know, Democrats or Republicans. America is the people in America. And, you know, if the people would start looking at each other and saying, "We're all Americans."
Everybody's talking, but no comprehend. Yeah, well, everybody's standing around with no land or hand. And I'm just so disgusted, I can't see no end. It just goes on, it goes on.
Despite the commercial sound, think college and modern rock radio in the 80s, Bell doesn't find success, and he quits music.
Initially, I had planned to do it all my life. At the end of the 80s, into the early 90s, I was not in the best shape and pretty beaten down by the whole process up to that point, that of just, you know, lack of success, and I thought to myself, I was done.
But a few years later, Bell finds himself jamming with friends at an annual benefit concert. Later, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame calls and asks him to perform as part of an exhibit on Cleveland punk music. Then the unthinkable, Rocket from the Tombs reform after nearly 30 years.
I'm on a national tour with Rocket doing this again, and it's like, wow, you know, this can be done. Next thing I know, I've got a basement full of equipment and playing shows again, and I couldn't be happier.
Bell, who moved to Indianapolis in 1989, has led a series of local bands. He's excited about the new lineup of the Craig Bell Band and finding inspiration in the musicians he's influenced.
I crawl out of these ruins, dead behind these eyes.
My only advice is look at me. This is your future. You know, if this looks good to you, go for it. If it doesn't, you might want to try a different line of work.
For WFYI, I'm Eric Weddle.
Small Studio is made possible with support from Sun King Brewing. You can find the entire small studio session from Craig Bell at WFYI.org/small studio.